This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
The news is bad. Tune to us.
We got you.
We got some not bad news. It's not bad.
Right. Because.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, all right.
Like it's on more than one level.
I don't even know what you're saying. I'm just trying to say we got the best news network, okay? Yeah.
We do. Well said, Vinny.
Thanks.
News is this hour's code word. I'm going to start with this. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the FX original series Snowfall.
Oh, that's tonight, huh?
Yes, tonight at 10 p.m. From executive producer John Singleton, Snowfall follows Franklin Saint in his growing thug business during the beginning of the crack cocaine epidemic in the 1980s Los Angeles.
Was Singleton Boys in the Hood?
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Snowfall premieres tonight at 10 o'clock on FX. Talking about that all week.
I know.
Snowfall.
But every time you talk about it, I keep thinking Bryn had told me the other day that he watched some, was it a documentary on how to make crack or something?
Oh my God, you watched a documentary on how to make crack?
No, it was on Netflix. It was like drug lords or big drug mafia kings or whatever. And there was a segment where they were showing how it's made and how this lady came up in Hollywood serving crack to all the big celebrities.
Oh.
Yeah. Can't remember her name, but it was crazy. It's pretty cool. It started with, I think it was...
It's pretty cool.
El Chapo. It started with El Chapo and how he got wrapped up. And then the second episode was with this other chick who...
How do you make crack?
It's cocaine mixed with water and baking soda.
Baking soda, yeah.
And then what? They boil it up and it's...
Yeah, exactly.
Is it like chunks of stuff?
Yeah, it becomes one big solid rock.
Like hard.
Yeah, but they cut it with God knows what.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know.
God knows.
Aspirin, all kinds of
anything that will... anti-inflammatory.
Whatever. The point is they're trying to get as much out of as little as possible.
Yeah. Right. While still leaving enough in there that people are like, I need more of that.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to incriminate anybody, but someone I know who's a weirdo, so it was like one of those things where I went...
Crack?
He's probably telling the truth right now, but he was like, what did he say? I make the best meth. I'm like, what the hell?
Someone you know?
Did you just say?
That's hard to do, I hear.
Well, and he was like, well, I don't do it anymore because it's hard to get the stuff, but I could do it, and I could make the best stuff. And I was like, why would you even say this? This is such a dumb thing to say.
Oh, my God. Who is this person? In your life do you know him from?
It's best I don't say. It's extremely incriminating
so
if I do.
Yeah, write it down. Is it nipples?
No. This is later in life. It's far closer to my adult life than my childhood high school years. I don't know what your... No.
It's not.
That's a weird guess.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of
it. What was your guess?
Don't even say it. No. Absolutely not.
No. Not that guy.
No.
You know there's a microphone.
I didn't realize I was going to make noise. I thought I was just mouthing it. Uh-huh.
No, not even close.
It sounds like something he would say, though.
Neither of those guys, and it's actually someone you do not know, but it's just a weird thing. That, like this.
Is it a surfer guy that you know?
He doesn't surf.
Oh.
It's just a trip. It's just trippy to hear someone say that.
Yeah,
and now that the medicine ingredient used,
right, is
I think they used to use Sudafed or something like that. Right. It's
why you can't. You have to show your ID now, right?
And you can only buy a box,
right?
Because the meth heads used to go in and buy
all of it.
Yeah.
Well, right, and even though it's an over the, it's a. What is it called if it's not over the counter? Is that what it is? It is over the counter.
It's over the counter. Yeah.
Okay, so that's if you have a prescription, that's
behind the counter.
Yeah. Whatever.
No, they would go in and clear out store every store in a neighborhood.
So
and
you
then
have
go
to specifically, if you want Sudafed, you've got to go and ask, even though they'll sell it to you.
But that's why
they're
highly guarded
it.
Because of the meth heads.
What's
they
the
use
show
that.
We were watching? The meth guy?
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. Yeah, that's it.
That
yeah,
guy made the best meth, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, and this
it was
guy
blue.
Goes,
right.
Oh. I make it in the bathtub. I'm like, what the hell? You got to be kidding. No, it's true. Jesus. People.
Yes, people. What are you doing?
Apparently, they're making bathtub meth.
Don't do it.
They're making a lot of money, too. That chick that made all the crack, she was talking about how they had to get money counting machines because she had so much money.
Oh.
And it would get hot because there was so much money to count. So they had to get, like, multiple machines and let one cool off so they can count the rest of the money and then continue to rotate the machines out.
Oh, my God.
That was really interesting to watch.
That is something.
That is, boy, that is just the whole, like, since the dawn of time, people needing to get out of their heads thing.
Well, part of that, though, is addiction. It's not they need to get out of their heads.
But why did we try it in the first place? We are all looking for ways to get out of our heads. Unfortunately, some of us are going to fully fall off that cliff.
The two aforementioned drugs, I think, actually addict people who aren't normally addictable or prone to addiction.
Right.
I'm quickly going to take something and go hide in a closet with it. But most people can behave like a grown-up, and yet they would probably still lose it.
Right.
If they were on the opioids or meth or even crack.
Right. Like those are, you don't just need a gene to get you addicted to those things.
Right.
Oh, it's just so crazy. But there must be people who've tried meth and not gone down that rabbit hole. I don't know any of them.
I'm sure.
Mm.
They probably went, ow, that burns. Oh. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, it burns?
You've never smelt that stuff?
No. Oh, God, no. I've never been near it. Thank goodness.
It's like,
I hope I never am.
Take a lighter,
mm-hmm.
hold it underneath your nostril, and...
is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Who would ever do that more than once? Why are we... we're so crazy, humans.
A texter texted in.
Addiction.
The name is Drug Lords on Netflix.
Drug
lady I'm talking about is Jameeker Thompson.
Jameeker? Jameeker?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jameeker.
Well, people buy vinyl now. It's actually become I don't know, 7% of the physical record sales that we are seeing now, because most people are just, you know, streaming. Is on vinyl, people, and it's sold in the most unlikely places. You'll go into a regular, like Urban Outfitters has a pretty large.
Yeah.
Guitar Center has a.
Sure. Well, I would expect that over like a clothing store, you know.
Well, but they even sell the record players.
I bought Vaughn's record player at an Urban Outfitters.
Oh. Yeah.
The one for, I don't know, what was that, Secret Santa or whatever? Mm-hmm. That's where I got it.
Yeah, I love that they have those there. I'm super tempted to buy one because we have a bunch of vinyl at our house now.
Didn't Vaughn tell us he has a vinyl collection? And we were like, and he said, I don't have a record player. And that's why I got him that
for Christmas.
Yeah.
You're collecting vinyl and you don't have something to play it on.
I know. It's so strange. I was talking to my kid about that because he's been going, you know, like he'll go to Amoeba. He's doing the same thing. He just likes the whole, you know, we talked a lot, me and John, over the years about how we missed albums and the, you know, sort of the tactile thing of handling the record, and there was a way to do it and you held it a certain way and you had things to clean it off and the stylus and the whole thing, and so he's got some records, and I really want to get him one of those record players at, you know, just a $150 record player at Urban Outfitters, and he's like, no, I want to get, you know, he wants to get something nice, and so I guess it'll be Christmas and birthday stuff. But anyway, so there's a large segment of the population apparently is collecting vinyl. Whether or not they have a record player, they're collecting it. So loudersound.com, which is the new heavier metal.net.
It is.
Oh, what else is on loudersound.com?
So I took a quick look at it, but I didn't want to read your article ahead of time. They have Inside Pearl Jam, Astonishing End of Tour Blowout, the 15 best classic rock albums to own on vinyl.
That's the list we're going to do
right
now.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. Rami Malek is Freddie Mercury. They've got some behind-the-scenes footage.
Oh, nice.
And then Foo Fighters' Chris Shiflett to sell guitar collection.
Oh. Yeah.
What do you think?
It sounds like a great place. You know?
I like it.
Yeah, sounds good. Loudersound.com put out their list of the 15 best classic rock albums to own on vinyl. And it's so funny because they even reference here, like, everyone seems to be working on their vinyl collection again these days. So some of these I totally agree. Others leave a big question mark. You want to make some guesses? Like, what do you think people, if you can only have 15 albums, what are the ones you got to have?
Dark Side of the Moon.
It's on there. It's number 13 from 1973, Pink Floyd.
What album is When Doves Cry by Prince on?
Prince is not on here.
It's not?
No, that's Purple Rain, isn't it?
Purple Rain, yeah. I would guess.
How about like an Ozzy Osbourne Blizzard of Oz or something like that? Or AC/DC Back in Black.
That is the number one record. And it's funny, too.
I am not surprised.
No, me either. I saw that at the top and went, that's why they want that. Yeah, crank that up. I'm back. So that's the first record with Brian Johnson, and it's frankly far from the best AC/DC record. That is the one that everybody talks about. Listen, Bon Scott, all the way, man. Yes, I'm in a band with a gang. They got to catch me if they want me to hang, 'cause I'm just look at me now.
So good.
I know.
I'm back. So you mentioned Ozzy. Yeah. Black Sabbath, Paranoid is number two on the list.
All right. How about Van Halen, Diver Down?
You know, there's no Van Halen on here, which is actually kind
of... I would have guessed Van Halen's first album.
Mm-hmm. The one that blew everyone's head
clean off.
Right. No, that's not the one.
Okay, so Black Sabbath is on. Did we say Pink Floyd, Dark Side?
We did. That was number 13. So we have 1, 2, and 13. At 15, which I think is so low on this record, because this would definitely be in my top five, A Night at the Opera, Queen.
Oh.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? From 1975. 43 years old.
Are these all classic rock? Because people are saying, there's a Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Yeah, that's not. They limited it to one per.
Michael Jackson, Thriller?
No, and it is classic rock. That's
okay. Beach Boys.
No.
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 Fleetwood Mac Rumors.
Fleetwood Mac Rumors is on there. It's number 10.
Boo.
Boo. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a good record. She'll never love me again. Still here.
Well, there's got to be a Beatles record.
There is a Beatles record on there, Vinny. It's Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band from 1966.
All right.
The Beatles. There's a Who record on here. Quadrophenia.
All right.
Love. Rain on me. Ooh, that's great. That's
anything
a great record.
Anything by Frank Zappa?
No, Vin. They've got Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction at number 12.
That's good.
That's so funny. I haven't heard this song in so long because I can't remember the last time I listened through this whole album.
What about Iron Maiden?
No Maiden on here. At number 11 is Hendrix. Are You Experienced?
Duh.
Yeah.
From 1967. Mm-hmm.
How about Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, Zeppelin's at number 9. They picked Zeppelin 3, which is the one with, Immigrant Song.
What about Kiss?
No Kiss.
Oh.
Hey, are there any women on there?
There are no women on here.
Vinny's not going to like these two suggestions, but is there Def Leppard, Pyromania, or Scorpions, Blackout?
No Scorpions, but Def Leppard's Hysteria.
Yeah.
What?
Is
what
number is six. Go, Hooman.
Ooh, in the name of love.
It's a dubious choice of Def Leppard record.
I don't know what that dubious word means. Like, does that look mean it, spectacular look choice, phenomenal choice?
No, look, there's other. I just actually do think that the record before this one was would have been the
Molly
one
Molly Crew
on.
Didn't make the list, did
Crew
they?
Crew did not make the list.
How about a couple listener suggestions? There is Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Skynyrd's not on there.
Neil Young. Ooh.
Neil Young is on there. Harvest.
Harvest.
From 1972.
I've got the remastered version.
It's number seven.
How about Rush?
No Rush.
Oh.
I know. I felt the same way.
650 like, says Bruce Springsteen.
Nope. At number eight is Hotel California by the Eagles.
Oh, darn it. Why didn't I say that?
I don't know. I expected you to come up with that.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And she said...
Just
so
in
the
Boston,
only ones that
someone
no
saying.
Boston's not. I agree. I would write a very different list than this one. I'm just going with what loudersound.com put out there because I'm sure they did extensive research.
Yeah. Oh, the Stones.
Stones are on there, Vinny. They're number four. Sticky Fingers from the Rolling Stones, 1971. So we're only missing one,
okay.
And it's number three.
How about...
You'll never guess it.
Is it Santana?
It is not Santana.
People are saying Peter Frampton.
No.
Good. Or
that's a good
how
one.
About Journey?
No. Mm. No Journey. Mm. Telling you, I'd rewrite this whole list. Although, I actually do love this band, but this is not the record that I would pick from
band.
Them.
So it's not Stevie Ray Vaughan.
It's not. And it's a band that I feel like, even though some people were way into them, that they were never...
It's not T-Rex, is it?
It's not. It's Thin Lizzy.
Oh.
Thin Lizzy, a live record from 1978.
Boys are back in town.
Unless this is, unless Live and Dangerous is the name of something that isn't a live record. I don't know what the record that has this on it, I want to say it's Jailbreak, but...
Yeah, that sounds right.
And that's the record that should be on there. Romeo, the cowboy song. Mm-hmm. It's great. But
no
anyway,
ZZ Top either, huh?
No ZZ either. So the top five are Back in Black by AC/DC, Black Sabbath, Paranoid, Thin Lizzy, this one. Rolling Stones, Sticky Fingers, and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. And then Def Leppard at number six. Speaking of Def Leppard, Spotify has been doing this thing where they're asking big bands to put out singles. And by single, they mean a hit song and a B-side of their choosing. Kind of the way in the olden days, you know, you'd get the single and then there would be some other song on the back. U2's done this, Fitz and the Tantrums have done it, Taylor Swift, Zac Brown Band, and Def Leppard have just joined the two-song single Spotify crowd. They selected, what song should they have selected?
Def Leppard?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, they chose Hysteria.
I was thinking maybe Love Bites.
No, that's the A side. And they reworked it. They actually apparently recut the thing. In fact, they say there's some extra whammy bar hits on there just so that you can tell it's a new version of it. Do you have the new... Can you tell the difference?
Well, his voice sounds not as young.
Well, like, he's not as young.
Like, he's... It sounds old.
I mean, let's hear the new or the old
original.
One.
Magical!
There's a lot more strength in the younger version in his voice.
Well, don't forget, and I'm not an expert on Def Leppard albums, but if I remember correctly, does he work with Mutt Lang, that band?
Oh, I don't know who produces them.
But the producer, I'm pretty sure they famously took forever on those two big albums they made.
He lost his voice, I think, at one point.
Like the production time spent making those albums is like record breaking.
Right.
So they cranked out the second one, one that we're hearing
now. I was actually wondering if they just took all the old tracks.
Maybe.
And then he just re-recorded a solo and he threw some new vocals on it.
Maybe.
So that's the side A. And for their side B, they did a cover of a Depeche Mode song, Personal Jesus. And they say it's they stayed pretty true to the Depeche Mode version. So let's see if we can tell if it's... I thought maybe it would be your new favorite song.
This guy's voice isn't the same as, you know, when I saw him in concert in
1985?
1990, I think I saw him. 1989.
Well, that was 28 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, people so change. I'm sure he None would yell at you. Stop using your model photo for how you look today.
Yeah, Hooman.
Your sepia tone beauty pose.
Oh, great. I just sent him into the corner. I didn't mean to.
I take it back. 9:15, everybody.
I take it back.
Did you put him on the list, Hooman? Are you going to have to forgive him later? Go through the workbook?
I was just kidding. I'm saying we're all aging. Happens.
Anyway, Spotify singles were launched in late 2016. And it looks like artists go to Spotify studios in New York City and record two songs per session, a new recording of an original track and a cover version of another artist's work. So if you are, maybe you're already hip to that, you Spotify kid, you. Oh, my goodness, I'm completely out of time. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff, including an article from a woman who says, how are you going to get by on this much money in this big city? And it turns out she's rich. Bastard.
Oh, that wasn't what I thought you were going to say.
And more. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:37 and it's Thursday. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Right now, go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can download a free screening pass to Mission Impossible Fallout. It's opening in theaters everywhere Friday, July 27th. And while they last, we have free passes for you.
It looks so good. It looks so good. And they keep showing in the ad the shot that Tom Cruise broke his leg doing.
Right.
That totally delayed the production by 6 months because he broke his leg. It's awesome.
Yeah, it looks painful.
Mm-hmm. The screening is going to be on July 23rd. So, yeah, as Sarah said, go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's a special code word you got to use.
Oh.
And then hopefully you'll get the tickets.
Yeah, only while they last. So there's not, you know, a zillion copies of them. Mm-hmm. But try and download yours and you can check it out on us. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's neat. It's neat. by the way, didn't... Tom Cruise just showed up at like the premiere of Mission Impossible.
I don't know
5.
Where that was. Was it?
I thought
Europe?
It said Tokyo. But,
okay.
His fly was down.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
It happens.
It does. It's true. When it happens to Tom Cruise, the world knows about it.
So, you see the white? Is that his?
I think it's his shirt
his
coming
shirt,
out. Yeah.
Out of his pants.
It's just kind of popping out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you see his willy or anything. Oh. I know. Total bummer.
What are you talking about? You know, you guys don't even like looking at those things.
Well, if one's hanging out, we'll take a look. If Tom Cruise's comes out, we'll look at it. Let's have a look at that. Amazon's hiring in multiple locations in San Francisco, Richmond, and Fremont. Get flexible scheduling and weekly pay. Apply now at Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs and Equal Opportunity Employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon on Alice.
Jane, you're playing a game called...
Nobody's a better afternoon hostess than Jane.
Nope. That's for sure.
Enjoy her. Here's what's happening.
Feel the same. Oh, Jane.
I'm going to begin with a story about relationships.
All right.
I
love those.
I have a question for you, Sarah.
Hooman, put your hat on.
All right.
So I know you're happily married many years now and all, but let me just say, so you and I are going out.
Yeah.
When can I start farting? Right in front of you.
Pretty soon. Oh. I'm fine with that.
Really?
I mean, are they really bad? Like, are you going to kill me with them or?
No.
Is it just like, do they sound like that?
No, not at all.
You can start pretty soon. I think as soon as we start sitting on the couch watching a little Netflix, you can fart.
All right.
I mean, you know, maybe a month.
A month?
Yeah, give it a month.
Most people say the answer is about 9 months.
Oh, wow.
Male and female.
Well, I'm going to want to front in front of you, so the sooner you do it, the sooner I can do it.
My preference would be if you'd go to the restroom and do that.
Oh, really?
If
I could get up every time
if
I need to
fart? If you don't
fart.
Mind. I mean, how many times?
Thousands.
Thousands of
get-ups? I'll never sit down. I'll only be halfway back across the living room. I'll be like, oh, I got to go back to the bathroom.
You can't possibly be that gassy. I don't believe it.
I'm pretty gassy. I think you've heard my stomach.
I know. Imagine what's really going on.
Many times. My goodness. Is that what it is? Do you just really need to fart?
Oh, no. You know, I don't really need to fart here. I really don't. I mean, do you guys fart much here?
None.
I don't really fart here. Oh, man.
What?
Nothing.
Say it. I know what you're going to say.
No,
say
it. You don't know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I do.
Yesterday, I'm at Joanne's fabric store.
I thought you were going to say someone's name.
No,
who
no.
Who used to be in the
studio. There was a person in this studio that he was a room clearer, and we couldn't leave. Like, what is this room? 12 by 17? Mm-hmm. Like, it was...
Whew. So you're at Joanne's.
Oh, so anyway, I'm at Joanne's. John and I are standing there by the.
Oh, you dragged John.
John has a good eye for stuff, and I was
the
looking.
Poor guy.
I was looking for. I'm making something for a friend, and I was looking for. You know, I know her colors, I know her aesthetic, and so I was. You know, I was like, oh, and he does too. So
is this like, because his chores now in the backyard are done, so he's free to?
Well, actually, I got home yesterday, and I was going to pour myself a bowl of cereal. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, don't you have to go to Joanne's today? I'm like, yeah, I do. And he goes, well, why don't we just go up to Michael's? Because Wednesday's bacon day. So we did that.
I can't reach my bell. Hold on.
Michael Sourdough, everybody. Yole!
Anyway, so you go to get a sandwich.
We
go
get a sandwich,
and
then we stop at Joanne's. And so he's in there with me, and he's helping me pick out some fabric. And we're alone. You know, there's no one there. And this always happens. I let one slip, not like that he would hear or anything, but I was like, oh God, that one's stinky. Immediately, two people come around and they're standing. I'm just like, oh my God, of course. So I looked at John like, oh, it wasn't me. I mean, nobody said anything about it, of course, but it was
what are they gonna say?
Pretty obvious. Yeah. Someone let something fly.
That's Sarah from Alice.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man,
no.
She smells
oh,
like caca.
It's always the way, though, when you think you're alone and you let one go, and then someone immediately comes over and stands next to you.
Of course.
Ugh.
This survey looked at a bunch of weird relationship milestones. Most people say you can openly fart while, you know, coupled up.
Yes.
After about
Boot
9
up.
Months.
All right. That seems like a long time.
Yuzi, you and I are together. How long into our relationship?
Never.
Can I
Never.
Kiss you in the morning without having brushed my teeth?
Is it open mouth? You can.
I'm going to say yes.
Peck me.
It's open mouth.
Oh. I'm not really.
There's never
like
going to be a time when that will happen.
Like, I don't even want you breathing around.
No, I don't want to smell your breath, and I don't want you to smell
yeah.
mine. We stink. Let's go brush our teeth if we want to make out.
According to this, you can kiss the other person when you have morning breath. For men, it's at the 5-month mark. For women, it's at the 8-month mark.
Oh, I
so people are doing
month
it.
Mark.
I'm not saying it's never happened, but I prefer that it doesn't happen.
Right. Yuck. I don't want to talk to you in bed. I want to. And listen, I'm blatant about it. I'll pull the covers right up over my face. Like, oh God, you're killing me.
What about crying in front of you? When can that start?
Well, that can start whenever you have something to cry over.
11 months for men, 5 months for women.
Wait, 11 months men say you can't cry for 11 months or?
Being okay with crying in front of your partner, men say it's at the 11 month mark.
Guys should never cry in front of their partners. Girls, though, can cry anytime they want.
Right. Aww. Well, for women, it's the 5 month mark.
Yeah. What? Yeah, dude, I want to break up. You know what, though? What if we go see a cry movie? What if we go see it? I mean, you go
anything
on a lot of...
Anything by Pixar will make someone cry.
Right, so why... I don't understand. I think if you've got something to cry over, then go ahead and cry.
Listen to this. Finally, my kid cried while we were watching Up, like the last time we watched it, and I was like, oh, thank God.
She's not dead inside.
It she got it, finally. Aww. And I was watching her, and it was the three of us watching it. And the missus goes, oh, honey, you're crying. And I looked over like, oh, thank God. Thank God. Because I'm crying, too, at the moment as well. But I just thought, it's so weird to how many times we've watched these shows that have so much heart, and my kids just blank. Just watching it.
Well, it just didn't register with her yet.
She didn't really get into it, and we didn't want to ruin it. Yeah. We just left it alone. But it's clear she's starting to get things more, which is neat. Yeah. So,
well, she's starting to have empathy.
Finally.
It's fine. She's just a, you know, she's almost five. Seven's the age of reason.
What? How long into a relationship can you stop working out?
Oh, well, I didn't know you were going to stop working out.
Well, I'm going to let it all go.
I thought that was just my job.
1 year and 2 months for men, 1 year and 8 months for women is when they say, we're a couple now. We both order dessert every time we go out to eat, and we both have stopped working out. Let's quit kidding ourselves.
That's why I wanted to get booed up. So I could let it go.
Being young is an excuse for being stupid sometimes.
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't know yet.
Yep.
You don't know. You don't even know what you don't know.
Right.
It's only when you post something online and have the whole world mocks you that you can say,
oh, I'm dumb.
I'm really clueless.
I just figured that out.
On Sunday, a website published a money diary from a 21-year-old marketing intern. The headline read, quote, a week in New York City on $25 an hour.
Oh.
Now,
they thought they weren't making enough money at $25 an hour.
Well, they're not. I mean, anyone who lives in any big city, San Francisco as well, you find out real fast. You thought you'd be rich, but you are poor.
But was she like squandering it on? Could she have done better?
Well, here's the story.
21-year-old, $25 an hour.
New York is outrageously expensive. Seems like it would be hard to do it on $25 an hour, they say here, or $7.50 a week is what that comes out to. As you get deeper into the article, the woman's breakdown of her costs, it becomes clear she's not getting by on that much. She's fully funded by her parents.
Oh.
Her cost for rent is $2,100, which her parents pay. Her student loans are zero because her parents paid for college. Her health insurance is zero because she's on her parents' plan.
Oh, just 5 more years on
her. Her phone is zero because she's on her parents' plan. Her Netflix, Spotify, and Amazon are zero because she's on her parents' plans. So what does she pay for? Well, they say her monthly tanning and waxing, her gym membership, her movie pass, and restaurants. That's what she actually pays for. And then it says here that she's also supplemented by her parents with a $1,100 a month allowance.
Oh, my God. So she's saving a ton of money then.
This was taken and went viral.
Yeah. You've gone too far because you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. $1,100 a month. You can rely on the old man's money. He pays your rent too.
Just one of those cold splashes of water that.
Damn.
There she was not knowing, and there's the world to tell her. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't say stuff.
You are fully subsidized.
Right.
Damn. That's the best scene in Girls.
The very first scene. Yes. It hooked me. That scene was like, oh my God.
She's like 25 or 26, right?
Right. In a restaurant, and her parents are cutting her loose.
Yep, cutting her off. She's all, what?
Right.
I'm trying to be a writer. I'm going to have to get a job.
Right.
Yeah, we want to retire.
And spend our own money on our stuff. Right. It's a great scene.
It is a great scene. It does. It sets the whole tone for the whole series.
Except then the series takes a lot of sidetracks and becomes unwatchable. But whatever.
Mm. First few seasons, though, absolutely great.
I agree. A 31-year-old guy named Daniel Webb Jackson recently got busted. He's in trouble. It's unfortunate. Or is it? He recently broke into a stable in Eastern Australia and slept with one of the female horses.
So it's for the best that he's
the staff there had thought someone had broken in before, so they installed security cameras, and sure enough,
oh God,
it was Daniel Webb Jackson having an affair with one of the horses in their stable. They caught him the next time he broke in, and they called the cops. The weird part is Daniel was just in court on animal cruelty charges, and he said, I'm not guilty. He doesn't deny sleeping with the horse, and you know, the camera.
But he's saying not cruelty.
Right.
He's going to say that horse wanted it.
That horse used to bat its eyes at me.
Yeah.
Trot alongside
it was consensual.
Yeah.
He claimed the horse asked for it and gave him consent.
My God.
He said it sniffed his man area and winked at him.
Said that?
He took that as a come on. The judge sentenced him to 10 months in prison. So it looks like the judge wasn't going for the...
Did he like stand on a bale? I mean, horses are pretty tall, you know? It's not like he could stand behind one.
Do we really need to go into the math?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, if it was consensual or not. Like, couldn't the horse just swing its butt away? I'm just kidding. The horse wants what it wants. That's for sure.
Someone was paying that lawyer to say that.
Mm-hmm. Who was that?
That was Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Did not have consensual sex with anyone.
Right. What he meant to say was he didn't have sex.
Right after he was in trouble for having sex with an underage prostitute.
Mm. Well, you know, you can't win them all. Words, they're so difficult.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 yells, the police!
Oh.
The police could have easily made that list as well. The classic rock
list. I was like, are the police coming?
707 says, Tom Petty!
I know.
Yeah.
No, there's a zillion bands that weren't on the list and there's 10 I would have thrown off of there. Or picked a different album from.
915 writes, Vinny, my earliest memory actually came to me in a vivid dream when I was a teenager.
Oh.
I dreamt I was a toddler and was given a quick ride on my uncle's old motorcycle. I told my mom about it, describing it excitedly and in as much detail as I could. And then she told me it was actually a memory that I was describing. Everything that I had described actually happened. And I just, as I was reading that, I went, oh, that's 70s parenting. Nobody's putting a toddler on a motorcycle today.
No.
Anyway, I mean, the neighbors would call the SWAT team out if they saw you driving a toddler around on a motorcycle.
Oh, that's funny.
Everything I had described actually happened, but what surprised her most was that nobody ever told me about it happening prior to me bringing it up.
Hmm.
All right.
Well, looks like I don't know why it would come up a million times.
A real memory then.
Yeah.
I buy Claritin D, and I'm only allowed to buy 2 boxes per month because of the meth heads.
Oh. 2 per month?
2 boxes.
How many are in a box? Like, what if you need more than that?
I feel like 2 weeks worth, maybe, in a box.
I don't remember.
I guess it depends on what size of box it is. I feel like there's only a couple weeks in there if you're taking one a day.
I didn't even know allergy medicine was like those. I mean, aren't those, like, dissolvable, the Claritin? I don't know.
Some of them, or they're pills.
I can't think of the ingredient, but whatever the ingredient is, it's in a lot of different medicines.
Right.
And it's now highly guarded because that's one of the ingredients for meth.
But it's like an antihistamine? Is that the...
Yeah, basically.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Huh. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm looking at the math that this person is doing. 415 says, I think I could get by on $600 a day in New York City, which is $25 times 24 hours. Yeah, that's. I think she's only working 8 hours.
Well, plus you wouldn't go tanning.
No.
And you wouldn't get to have movie pass.
No.
And you would, like, the things on this person's list is just clueless.
Right. Those are all absolute luxuries.
What are you even talking about?
It's just really hard for me to get by. Can barely afford my tanning and waxing. There is a 10-year anniversary for a big film that it's only coming to 4 IMAX studios at cinemas, and one of them is ours right here. And
good.
And you care deeply about this movie and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.